True allergic reactions to vaccinations are extremely rare, but two local people did experience this after receiving their first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. As WXXI's Beth Adams reports, they were able to safely get a second dose thanks to a special procedure.
Megan DeChateauvieux received her first dose of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine in mid-January. 15 minutes following the injection, she was told she could go home.
And I said, I don't really think so.
Her whole body was itching and hives had broken out on her arms, chest, and face.
And I had the strangest feeling, like my tongue was metallic. Just a strange feeling, like something wasn't right.
DeChateauvieux was experiencing a rare and severe allergic reaction to the vaccine. It happens only 2 to 4 times for every million doses that are administered. She was taken to a hospital emergency department where her symptoms subsided in a couple of hours. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advises people who have had a severe allergic reaction to a COVID vaccine not to get a second dose. But DeChateauvieux, who is president and CEO of Willow Domestic Violence Center, was still committed to being fully vaccinated.
I am in the field and with the public very often and with vulnerable populations, and so needing to be protected myself and then to protect them so that I'm not spreading COVID to anyone unawares.
She was referred to Dr. S. Shahzad Mustafa. He's an allergy specialist at Rochester Regional Health. Through a desensitization protocol, he was able to administer a second dose to DeChateauvieux and to a nurse who also had a severe immune reaction to her first dose.
And you start at a very low dose and you increase the dose each time and almost kind of induce tolerance in the immune system.
Mustafa did this by splitting that second dose into 5 separate injections, given 15 to 20 minutes apart, monitoring closely for any adverse reaction.
So the downside is 5 shots over a couple of hours. The upside is you get vaccinated, and there's no reason to believe the effectiveness would be any different.
But to be certain, both women will be tested for COVID-19 antibodies to confirm whether they now have sufficient immunity to the virus. As rare and unexpected a true allergic reaction to the vaccine is, Mustafa encourages anyone who experiences this with their first COVID vaccine dose to consult with their healthcare provider to see if a follow-up with an allergist is warranted.
This pandemic's affected us all. So, you know, every person that's vaccinated, I think, is one step closer to out of this.
Beth Adams, WXXI News.